It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jake Gray. He is in charge of the Arts Festival Car Show this year. It's coming up Saturday the 19th. Registration will start at 9 a.m. Just a $20 entry fee, and that gets you a participation plaque for your car, and it will enter you in for the prizes that they're going to be giving away. And we'll talk about that. They did something kind of unique this year when it came to the prizes, but we'll talk about all of those things with Jake. Jake, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. This is the first year. This was usually kind of run by Gary and Mallory DeVincent, and they asked you to kind of take it over this year, you and your dad, Rob. So this is kind of the first year that you guys have done this, and how are things going so far? A little hectic or pretty good?
They've been going pretty good. I got with the powers that be. We kind of figured out what we needed to know. Kind of took a little bit of the load off it since it's kind of a subsidiary of the Arts Festival, but it's still a lot of work, you know. We've organizing, figuring out sponsors and some awards and trophies and such. So we've been busy.
And we'll talk more about the sponsors here in just a moment, but let's start with the bare bones of it. Once again, it's this Saturday the 19th. And you said registration will start at 9 a.m. This is one of those things that you just show up and you register for. You don't have to pre-register or anything like that, right?
Nope, we're not doing any pre-registration. Just show up that morning. We'll be there pretty early to help kind of coordinate and guide parking. And then our ladies that are our volunteers for registration, they will show up just after 8:30, close to 8:45, and then we'll get that going. So,
and as far as parking and things like that, you said they've kind of changed the traffic flow a little bit this year. How's it going to work this year?
Yeah, in the past, you still had to come in the north end of Main Street down by St. Anthony's Catholic Church. And there were always some side roads that were available people would sneak in and out of. All of those will be closed this year for other reasons, parking. So you'll need to enter and exit from the north end of Main Street down by the church. And we'll have signs. And most of the people who attend this show have been there in the past, so they have a pretty good idea of the flow and should work out pretty good.
And you'll be lining up there. And if you want to show, like you said, if you want to come in early, you and your dad are going to be there pretty early.
Yeah.
If you want to come in and find a place to park, or are you guys going to kind of give them places to park as far as?
I think for the most part, people can pick where they want to park. We'll just kind of make sure they understand how they need to park. And there's a few regulations with the post office that we can't block areas. So we'll coordinate that with people as they get there and then let them park kind of how they want. Most of the guys are pretty good about how and know where to be. So,
and once again, if you show up early before 9 o'clock, one great thing about the Arts Festival, and they do it every year, the Clampers Breakfast starts at, I believe it's 8.
Yeah.
And that's at the pavilion at the park, right? That's like just towards the river from Main Street, I guess,
yeah,
would be the right answer.
The street behind Main, the one block west of Main Street, there's a pavilion back there by the river walk. The Clampers will have their breakfast there from 8 to 11. They usually do a pretty good job. So if you come early and want to go grab some coffee and food, you can do that. And
then you'll start registering at 9 o'clock. Now, with every car show that I've known, you have different categories and things like that. How's that going to roll, and how's that going to be this year?
We are not doing any categories. We are doing just an open show. And so what we did this year, we had a handful of sponsors, and my dad and I custom built 11 trophies out of automotive parts, and the sponsors will pick their pick. So it could be a motorcycle, a truck, a car, whatever, a boat, doesn't matter, camp trailer, whatever you bring, you can be in the running. And that's who will pick those awards. So they won't be based on anything to do with us. And your entry fee will also give you a drawing ticket. And we have about 30, 40 prizes that we used the sponsor money for, and that we broke down and put together a couple packages, and then we'll draw those through the day and deliver.
Now, you've mentioned sponsors, because these things don't just happen. Have you got a list of sponsors there in front of you that you wanted to let everybody know who's helping you out with this one?
Yes. So the businesses that we have that are sponsoring are Three on the Tree Gallery, which is Kate Kilpatrick's gallery, Happiness Within, the coffee shop, Bug and Bird Mercantile, Driggs Mortgage, Friar Tuck's Barbershop, Spectrum Paint, R&A Market, Aunt Nell's Ice Cream Shop, Balance Rock Eatery, Gateway Lane, Central Commission, and then I have a Mayor's Choice Award for Lanice, and we're doing a special award this year from the Hamilton family in honor of Charlie Hamilton, who was a local legend car builder. So,
and that's really who will be selecting the winners. Is that how it's going to go?
Yeah.
Those folks right there. All right, so once again, this is going on this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. registration. You can get there a little early, go and hang out with the Clampers, have some breakfast, and then your entry fee is just $20. And then, of course, the award ceremony, you said, will start at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Sharp.
Yep. We have a pretty tight timeline that we're allotted for mic time before the music, and so we have 3 o'clock sharp on awards.
All right. So all that, once again, is going on this Saturday. It's the Helper Arts Festival Car Show, starting at 9 a.m. for registration on Saturday the 19th. And you were saying that if people wanted to kind of come and show up and look at cars, but probably about 9:30-ish, between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, should have the field set almost?
Yeah, I think the bulk of most people should be there by then. And there's plenty of day. Come up, hang around. Food vendors, art. There's plenty to do for everybody. Just don't have to be at the car show only. So.
All right. And if anyone needs any questions answered or you know, has anything they're curious about with this one, you can email Jake at jasag24@yahoo.com. Jake, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.